Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, picture this scenario. You're running retail operations, right? And you hear about this amazing customer experience at one store. Just fantastic. Then, maybe a week later, same customer, different location. And the experience is just, well, okay, average. For anyone listening who leads retail teams, you know this feeling.
Yeah.
That inconsistency, it can really eat away at trust, at loyalty, even if you have some really great moments.
Exactly. That's spot on. And it's precisely what we're diving into today. We're looking at how service-focused retailers, which is probably many of you listening, can, you know, build that consistency. We're drawing from a piece called Experience is Everything, Building Consistency in Service-Centric Retail. And it makes a great point. In your world, your offering is your people. It's the service.
Right. They are the brand in that moment.
Right.
So our mission here, using this source as our guide, is to unpack why consistency is just so critical for you leaders, and also figure out where maybe traditional training methods tend to miss the mark. And then what actually works? What strategies help create that positive journey, you know, reliably? Think of this as your shortcut to the core insights.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's start there. The fundamentals. Why is this consistent experience such a, well, a non-negotiable for service businesses like yours?
Well, like the source says pretty clearly, your brand in this space isn't just the logo on the door or the ads you run. It's really embodied in that interaction, the experience customers have with your team. Think about it. Unlike, say, a physical product that's the same on every shelf, the service experience is alive. It depends entirely on your people, moment to moment. So consistency isn't just like nice to have. It's the absolute foundation for trust and for getting people to come back. If someone has a great visit, then a meh one, their confidence just tanks, right? Why would they risk coming back?
That really lands.
Yeah.
Every single interaction is a moment of truth, as they say. The article also talks about scaling excellence. You might have one store, maybe two, with an amazing manager, everything's humming. But the real challenge, especially for chains, is replicating that success system-wide, not just relying on individual stars.
Precisely. It's about systemizing the secret sauce, not just hoping you hire more superstars.
Which brings us to, well, the tough part. What are those traditional training approaches that maybe aren't cutting it anymore? The ones that fail to deliver that consistency you need?
Yeah, the source highlights some usual suspects, things many of you listening probably grapple with. You know, the thick training binders that mostly collect dust, or maybe shadowing programs that can be really hit or miss depending on who's doing the shadowing.
Right.
And those older learning management systems, LMS platforms.
Yeah.
Often they feel kind of disconnected from what's actually happening day to day on the floor.
Yeah, very separate.
The main problem with all these is they often leave big gaps in knowledge, in confidence, in just being prepared. Especially when you're bringing on new folks or seasonal staff, a constant churn in retail.
Oh, absolutely. Seasonal rushes are tough.
And that slow ramp-up time, it's not just an internal headache. It directly impacts the customer. It leads to those inconsistent experiences and potentially lost customers.
Mm-hmm.
That cost is real.
You can just imagine the customer frustration, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Facing someone who seems lost, especially when they're busy. Okay, so if those old ways aren't delivering, what's the alternative? The article talks up this idea of embedded training. What does that actually look like in practice for our listeners?
Yeah, embedded training. The core idea, as the source puts it, is moving training from being the separate scheduled event to something that's woven right into the daily rhythm of work.
Okay.
So instead of pulling busy associates off the floor for hours, think mobile first. Think bite-sized chunks of content, information they can grab quickly, maybe right before a shift starts or between customers or during a slow moment, right there on the floor.
In the moment of need, basically.
Exactly. Delivering the right info at the right time when it's most useful and they can actually apply it.
That feels much more practical for the retail environment. Fast-paced, always changing. The article mentions platforms like Insight. For executives listening who aren't familiar, what's the value of tools like that for boosting consistency?
Right. So platforms like Insight, their main goal is to deliver that real-time training we just talked about. But also, they help streamline internal communications, you know, getting messages out quickly and consistently. And they offer performance support, like right there on the spot help.
So for the associate on the floor.
For them, it should feel like a support tool, something that makes their job easier. Quick access to product details, how to handle a tricky return, service standards, whatever they need.
And for the leadership, for the executives listening.
For leadership, the value is huge. You get visibility. You can see who's engaged with training, who's completed what. There's accountability. And critically, you have assurance that the same consistent message and information is getting out to everyone across all locations. That's a direct line to a more predictable, consistent customer experience.
Okay, so it's not just ticking boxes on training modules. It sounds like it's also about building a deeper understanding, fostering confidence. The article stresses that. How does better training do that? Build confidence and clarity.
That's such a key point, because really effective training, it's not just teaching someone the steps A, B, C, it's explaining the why.
The purpose behind it all.
Exactly. When your team members understand the whole customer journey, and crucially, where they fit in, how their actions create a positive experience, well, they become much more engaged, more proactive. They feel empowered to make good decisions because they have clarity. And that clarity, that shared understanding of why we do things this way, that's a massive driver of consistency. Everyone's pulling in the same direction. The source also mentions using things like real-world scenarios in the training, interactive checks, ways to reinforce the key messages so they actually stick, you know, beyond the first week.
And sticking is important. Now, for leaders who are, understandably, focused on results, measuring impact is key. Service can feel a bit subjective, maybe, hard to quantify.
Yeah.
How does the article suggest measuring training effectiveness here?
Yeah, that's always a challenge with service, isn't it? But this is where these modern platforms really help. While you can't easily slap a number on every single smile or helpful interaction, you can track concrete things about the training itself. Engagement rates, who's actually using the tool. Completion rates, are people getting through the required learning.
Like tracking usage.
And comprehension, are they actually understanding it? You can use quick quizzes or knowledge texts for that.
Right.
This data is gold for retail executives. It lets you see which teams are really nailing it so you can celebrate that success. But just as importantly, it flags where individuals or maybe whole teams might be struggling and need more coaching or support.
So it allows for targeted help.
Precisely. It moves you away from guesswork. You have actual evidence to base your interventions on, and you can see if your training improvements are actually, well, improving things.
That data-driven approach is definitely appealing. Proving ROI matters.
Okay, shifting slightly. A big worry for growing retail brands is losing that special something, right? Diluting the culture as you add more stores, more people. How does consistent training help tackle that?
That's a super common concern and a valid one, but a strong, consistently applied training program can actually be your anchor. It helps prevent that dilution by embedding your core values, your service philosophy, your specific brand voice right into the training materials and how they're delivered.
So it codifies the culture in a way. Exactly. You're making what makes us special explicit and teachable. So when you onboard new people, whether it's in a new store across the country or just a new hire next door, they aren't just trying to figure out the culture by observing. They're actively immersed in it through consistent messages, consistent expectations, reinforced day after day in their training and comms.
Interesting.
It ensures those core elements, the things that define your customer experience, stay true to the brand promise no matter where or when a customer interacts with you. It helps amplify the culture, not dilute it.
Amplify, not dilute. I like that framing. It creates a baseline of brand-aligned service, but presumably still leaves room for individual personality.
Absolutely. The article ends on that note, really emphasizing the human element, which is crucial because ultimately in service retail, it is the people. Their energy, their care, their ability to connect, that's what customers remember. That is the brand to them. Consistency isn't about making everyone robots following a script. Not at all. It's about giving your team the tools, the knowledge, the context, the confidence through great ongoing training so they can perform at their best consistently, delivering those reliable, positive experiences that feel personal because the team member feels empowered and prepared.
That's a great way to put it. Empowered, not scripted.
Yeah.
Okay, so for all you retail executives listening today, let's try and pull these threads together. What we've heard is that consistent service isn't just nice. It's fundamental for brand loyalty in this competitive world.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that maybe some of the old school training methods just aren't keeping pace. Binders, one-off shadowing.
Yeah.
They often fall short.
Yeah, they struggle in today's dynamic environment.
And the path forward seems to involve more integrated measurable training strategies, things like mobile-first tech, performance support tools. These help build confident, informed teams. They help you scale your unique culture without watering it down. And ultimately, they empower your people to deliver those exceptional experiences again and again.
Well summarized. And maybe a final thought for everyone listening to take away and chew on. Think about your own organization right now. How well do your current training methods, your communication channels, how well do they really set up your frontline teams to deliver that consistent, on-brand, exceptional experience at every single touch point?
That's a tough question to ask, honestly.
It is. And building on that,
yeah,
what's maybe one small change, one insight from our deep dive today that you think could make the biggest difference, the biggest positive impact on how customers see you and whether they keep coming back?
Definitely some important reflection there for any retail leader serious about growth and keeping those customers happy.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone whose interest was piqued by the tools we discussed, like that Insight platform mentioned in the source material,
mm-hmm.
you find out more about those kinds of solutions from Multimedia Plus. Might be a worthwhile avenue to explore if you're looking to really boost that consistency in your customer experience.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.